everybody. Welcome back to The Common Good here on AM 1160, Hope for Your Life. My name is Brian Fromm. Glad to have you joining us on this beautiful afternoon here in the Chicagoland area. And we are thrilled to be joined by the pastor of Calvary Chapel in Elk Grove and the host of Day by Day, which is heard weekdays at 4:30 a.m. and 6 p.m. here on AM 1160. That is Phil Ballmeyer. Phil, thanks for joining us, man.
Brian, it's a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it is absolutely our pleasure. We're glad always to bring teammates from the station here onto the show. And your ministry, Day by Day, it's been, as we said, on AM 1160 here for over 17 years, kind of as the outreach teaching ministry of Calvary Chapel. Just kind of going way back, how did God place it on your heart, even in the beginning, to start a radio ministry?
Yeah, that's a good question, Brian. Actually, we weren't even planning on being on the radio. We were a small church. We're still a relatively small church. And, you know, we didn't have a lot of money, and we just never thought about radio. It's a great way to go, but we just didn't have the resources we thought. So around 2004, we had a gentleman come into our church that had been staff at a large church in California, and they had a radio ministry on Salem out there. He said, he approached me one day and said, look, I think the church would be, you know, would benefit to go on the radio and get the word out. And I said, okay. I said, it's kind of expensive, though. And he said, well, would you be open to talking to somebody? He called his contact in California, and then they forwarded a gentleman out out here, Larry Chapel, who's still a resident for the churches and great guy. And so this gentleman said, would you be open to meeting with this representative from Salem? I said, well, sure, absolutely. So after we met with Larry, we were so excited about the possibility that we went ahead and took a step in faith, Brian. Now, in those days, they only had a 15-minute slot open, and only then Tuesday through Friday. And we were a little bit concerned. Lord, is this of you? If it's of you, we don't worry about it. But are we being presumptuous, you know?
Yeah.
Well, we felt like the word was in it, so we took a step in faith. And, Brian, about 2 weeks later, and understand that our church never asks people for money. We just have always believed where God guides, he provides.
Wow.
And so we never ask for money from anyone, and we just pray. And so we were praying about it, of course, and about 2 weeks later, we got a check in the mail from somebody that used to go to our church several years earlier, had moved to England, didn't know anything about the radio ministry, and they just sent us a check out of the blue that covered the entire first year.
Wow.
So now it was full steam ahead. We know that God was in it, and so we just went ahead full bore, and what happened was eventually the Monday slot opened up, so now we were 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, for 15 minutes. It was 7 to 7:15 in those days in the evening, and 4:30 in the morning. And then the ministry that that came on at 7:15 to 7:30, they pulled off, and so that opened up that 15 minutes. So we took another step in faith, and now we were on at that time from 7 to 7:30. Now, Brian, what happened was, and of course it's always a walk of faith.
Yeah,
you know,
that's right.
What a privilege to be on the radio. We've had a great working relationship with Sam. We couldn't be happier with you guys. But when the 08 crash took place, we were, you know, people, you know, were out of work, and donations were way down. And, you know, and we had a fairly large radio budget that we had to fulfill. And so the church resources, our savings account, began to dwindle as we paid all the other things. And so we began to really pray. And we kept praying, and the resources kept dwindling. And, again, never asking people for anything, just praying. And so it finally got down to, Brian, about a week before we were going to have to make a decision. I just brought everything to the Lord once again. And said, Lord, if radio was only a season and the season's over, that's fine. It's your church, your money, whatever you want us to do. And so, but I have to be a good steward, Lord. You know that. And I can't, and so I just, you know, either you're in this or you're not. Then I'll just, if nothing comes in, then I'll just assume it's time to get off the radio.
Yeah.
Well, Brian, you know, this is just the absolute truth. A few days after I prayed that prayer, now we're looking at about 3 or 4 days before we got to make a decision to come off or not. We had a check in the mail that covered half of a year.
Wow.
And then 2 weeks after that, we got another. These are from different people that didn't know anything about the radio, never asked them for money. we got another check in the mail that covered the second half of that year.
Amazing.
So it was God, it was once again confirming to us, I have opened this door, and, you know, as the book of Revelation says, I have opened the door before you that no man can shut. And yeah. So we just kept going, and we have stayed on now, as you said, 17 years. And we're not a big church, but God has always provided. And, you know, even in the COVID lockdowns of last year, when a lot of churches had to come off radio and even close their doors, God kept blessing us, and he kept providing. Salem worked with us for a while and helped us reducing the cost of the radio shows for a little while until the churches could open up. But, you know, Brian, it's been a great experience, and again, couldn't be happier with the folks at Salem. That you guys have been great.
Oh, Phil, that's a really encouraging story of faith there. Over the 17 years, does a story come to mind of something, you know, someone's called you or sent you an email about, like, hey, I was listening and to the radio and God did something, reached this person through the radio show. Does any story come to mind for you?
Oh, well, there's so many, but it's hard to pinpoint one. Mm-hmm. We've had people call all the time going through personal crises that have listened on the radio. We've had people call that were suicidal, and we've been able to minister to them. One lady was telling the story, and that she was she's a flight attendant, and she was on her way to work. Around 4:30. Now, let me just say this to you: when we first signed up to go on the radio, it was really about the 7 o'clock slot at that time in the evening.
Right.
But Larry Chappell, Salem threw in 4:30 in the morning to kind of sweeten the deal. And I thought, well, yeah, we'll take it, but I don't even know who's listening at 4:30. Where was I wrong?
Yeah.
I mean, I think sometimes we have more people listening at 4:30 than now at 6 o'clock.
That's wild.
But this lady was a flight attendant going through a very bad time. She didn't have a church, and she just was really at a low place. And so she cried out, Lord, please help me. Please, I need you to lead me to a church that's going to teach me the truth. And the Lord spoke to her heart very softly and said, turn on the radio. At that moment, she turned on the radio at YLL, 1160, I should say, and our program was on. That 4:30 program. And she said God really used it, and she became a faithful listener, and God used it to pull her out of this depression. And the teaching of the Word was feeding her spirit. And it just, that was just one of so many stories we could tell about how God has reached out to the radio. And, and years ago we prayed that God would expand our church beyond the walls of our building.
Yeah.
And not even realizing what God was going to do, but that was something he laid in our heart. And then, Brian, God opened the door for the radio, and today our church has gone way beyond the walls of our little building. And we have a church family that's spread out so far. It's amazing how many people listen, and once in a while they'll email or they'll call.
Yeah.
And just to say thank you, this has been just such a benefit and such a feeding of my spirit, and during some very difficult times in my life. So, it's amazing. It's amazing what God will do if we're just available and take a step in faith.
Oh, Phil, that's a great message right there. Here, there's also something I want to share with our listeners, something exciting. You can get a free download of Pastor Phil Ballmeyer's series called What's Next for America. Here's how you do it. Visit 1160hope.com and search for the keyword day, D-A-Y, day. That's 1160hope.com, keyword day. And when you register for your free download, you're going to automatically be entered for a chance to win a grand prize, which is an LG TV, a beautiful television. All of the details are at 1160hope.com, keyword day. Phil, that's such a great thing right there. I know we got to close up here in a second. I was disappointed I can't win, but, there's people out there who get that opportunity. So, again, Go to 1160hope.com, keyword day. You can also learn more about Calvary Chapel Elk Grove at ccelkgrove.org. That's ccelkgrove.org, and learn more about Day by Day Radio at daybydayradio.org. And as always, you can listen to Phil as the host of Day by Day, heard weekdays 4:30 a.m. and 6 p.m. right here on AM 1160. Phil, it's great to meet you. Thanks for all that you do, and we look forward to somebody winning this beautiful television.
Amen, Brian. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Yeah, you as well. You're listening to The Common Good on AM 1160. Hope for your life.